This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural Empowering. Your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Serenity is the natural sleep aid supplement that helps you wind down without the grogginess and fogginess that habit-forming sleep aids can sometimes cause. Try it risk-free for 90 days with 15% off from eunatural.com using checkout code eHealth. 15. Again, that is unatural.com. Check out code eHealth 15.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Alan Leica, who has been acknowledged as one of the leading cosmetic dermatologists in the world for three decades. A pioneer in his field, he is an inventor, author of 17 books and 30-plus academic papers, and for many years, hosts one of the top internet radio shows in his subject matter, Inside Cosmetic Surgery. Today, in 2003, when visiting Disneyland with his wife and young daughter, Dr. Leica's life changed drastically when he suddenly developed a foot drop. After a battery of tests, it was misdiagnosed as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was told to get his affairs in order. That experience, which initially took him on an emotional roller coaster, was a turning point in his life. Not willing to give in to the death sentence imposed on him by the doctor, he persistently searched for an alternative and correct diagnosis. And he did find it. So realizing that each day was a gift, after that, he started to live life differently. And that transformation has led a way of living that he has shared in his book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life, which he has co-authored with Harriet Tinka, a former fashion model and woman of distinction, currently acknowledged as a leading expert in living a fantastic life and turning points. He is a transformational speaker, thought leader, coach, and mentor. Today, Dr. Alan Leica is here to share some of those secrets of living a fantastic life. Dr. Leica, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Wow, that was a mouthful you just said there, Michael. I can't believe how much you said there.
Well, you had a lot going on and a lot of interesting information to lead into this interview, so much deserving of that intro. So if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and how it felt when the doctor did say, you have 6 months to live, so you better get your affairs in order. I can't even imagine a reaction to that kind of news.
You know, my life started, I graduated from the University of Minnesota. I came back to Canada. I decided to do cosmetic dermatology, and, you know, I built up my career really sharply and crisply. Back then, there weren't the techniques we had today. They had just invented Botox. They had just invented lasers. They had just invented many of the tools that we're using today, but I was an early adapter. I used many of those things, and by 2003, I was acknowledged as being one of the top of the field. So I took a vacation with my wife, Lucy, in Disneyland, and we were walking along. It was a hot, sticky day. It was the end of February. And my wife turned to me, and she said, "What's wrong with you, hon?" You know, I was taken aback, and I didn't know what to say because I hadn't said anything wrong. I hadn't done anything wrong, and I hadn't even thunk anything wrong. So I didn't know what to do at that point. But she persisted because she was concerned. And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Listen to your foot. You know, my right foot had suddenly and mysteriously developed a foot drop. Your brain is programmed to lift up your foot with every step, and my foot was not doing that." So she said, "You know, hon, when we get back, you better get this checked out." Well, you know, that is something that I did. You know, being a good husband, I knew when my wife says, "Get something checked out," we got it checked out. And, you know, I had every test known to man. And I had CAT scans. I had brain scans. I had scans. And you know what happened at the end of the day? They found absolutely nothing. They didn't know what to say. The doctors were befuddled. They were perplexed. And so I had more tests and more tests and more tests. And we were able to figure it out. And we were able to do what was right. And I ended up on the doorstep of a neurologist. And a neurologist is supposed to be one of these guys that has all these answers to these perplexing problems. And this guy was one of the greats in the world. So I walked in and he said, "Hi, Dr. Leica, you better be sitting down when I tell you this." And I said, "Why? I just have a dropped right foot." He said, "No, you don't. You have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And in 6 months, you're going to be dead. Get your affairs in order." You know, that was really, really like a ton of bricks that hit me. And I said, "Can you prove this diagnosis?" He said, "Of course, on autopsy." So that's when I shot back, "Well, I'm not going to die to prove you wrong." And you know, when you go through something like this, you go through a grief reaction, you go through anger, you go through bargaining, you go through depression, you go through all these phases, and your mind gets totally consumed with this emotional response to it. But you know, in my heart of hearts, I knew there was something else. I knew there wasn't this answer, and I knew I could find the answer. So I looked around, and back then they had just invented the internet, so I was able to get on it, and I looked up all diseases that were like ALS but were not ALS, and I was able to find a doctor in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that had a story very, very similar to mine. But he got worse much, much more rapidly than I did. And with his story, you know, he basically was found to have a mysterious disease called chronic Lyme's disease. He was treated, and like Lazarus, he arose from the dead. He literally got miraculously better within days. So with that story, I knew I had to get in touch with him. I knew that I just had to get over there and figure him out and know exactly what was going on. So I got on a plane. I got to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and there was David Martz to meet me on the tarmac when I got there. And we talked for hours, and my friend David said, "You know, I think history is repeating itself. I think there really is a recurrence of what I went through. So you know, I'm going to make you better." So he started me on treatments, and for over 30 years, I remained one of the top cosmetic doctors in the world, and I was able to do everything. But you know, Eric, when you go through this, you really have to think about all the things you've been through, and you go down one path or the other. You either become angry, mad, and belligerent, or you go down another path where the world is your oyster, and you realize that the world has a lot to give you, and you can give a lot back. You could help other people to go through some of these things and find some of these things without the pain you've gone through. And it's the second path that I took, and it's a second path I'd like to share with your audience.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Leica, that is some kind of story, and I can't even imagine going through something like that, what you went through, but you certainly reacted in a positive way, but as life had kicked you hard in the teeth. There is a huge analogy, by the way, with what's happening in the world today and your reaction to all that. Let's talk about that. Get into that per your perspective.
You know, the world has kicked everybody in the teeth right now. This COVID virus that's going around has been something that has hurt a lot of people. And, you know, we had over 110,000 deaths in the United States alone. We've had thousands of people with this terrible COVID disease. And we've had people that have been unemployed, mass unemployment. About a third of the United States is unemployed right now as a result of this virus. But at the same time, after this, we've gone through some great racial problems that have been going on, and they've been going on for decades, but they've culminated right now. And hate and anger and angst is coming out, and people do not know where to turn. And, you know, I think, you know, when you go through something like this, you have to realize that there's a harsh way, there's an ugly way that you can go through, or you can take another pathway. And my pathway has always been the gentle pathway. It's been the pathway of being kind and giving and being forgiving and understanding that life is what you make it. Remember, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens.
That is so true. Well stated. Thanks for that. Now, you found a solution to your problem by reaching out. Is there a lesson that all of us could learn from that?
You know, I think when you go through problems, you have to reach out. You have to find answers. You have to look and find the answers that are out there. And, you know, just because you're told something doesn't mean it's true. I was told I had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, but it wasn't true. The doctor's knowledge at that time was this is all it could be. But, you know, when you're looking at a puzzle, it's best to try and figure out the puzzle. When you're shooting at something, you should use a shotgun, not a rifle. And you probably will get more birds if you're going bird hunting. You know, I think at the same time, you got to know that there are many, many ends that are out there, many means, and one pathway is not necessarily the right pathway. So by reaching out, you'll find answers. You'll find answers that you could never believe. And I really encourage people really to find answers for themselves right now. You know, if you're unemployed, perhaps there's a better job for you. Perhaps you can go into something that you really like doing rather than something you had to do. You know, if you're having difficulties with all this and your health is a problem, maybe you can choose a healthier way to living, because there are a lot of things that we all do contribute to our health problems. We eat too much, we drink too much, we don't exercise enough. All these things add up to bad things for our bodies. You know, we really have to do things that are right for them, and we have to think about the things that are right. So, you know, at the end of the day, we are our own master. We are the people that have to be responsible for it. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens.
Yeah, that is so true and a good point, and really timely to talk about this as well, and I'm glad we're on this topic. Now, your co-author also had a life-changing challenge. Tell us more about Harriet Tinka and how you came together to distill these 13 golden pearls.
Well, I'll talk about how we came together first, because, you know, when I was a great cosmetic doctor there, I decided to give back, and I sponsored an award for the YWCA called the Women of Distinction, so we could honor women in our society. You know, we still don't honor them enough. So with that award, I gave a prize for various contests, and one of the categories was Turning Points. And Miss Harriet Tinka, a beautiful black lady who used to walk the runways of New York as a beautiful model, applied for that award. And her story is very disturbing, in that she was, as a university student, she was kidnapped, stabbed, and left for dead. And, you know, she went from this terrible time where she was walking the runway to being a person that could barely walk. So she had to pull herself together. And this beautiful lady applied for this award. And sure enough, she won it, hands down. I didn't decide on that. There were a lot of people on a committee that decided on it. But, you know, she heard my story, and she wanted to know more about me. So this young lady bought me lunch. You got to be careful when a young lady buys you lunch, because what happened next is we started talking, and we talked about her stories, and we talked about the things that we found out because of her stories. And we decided to write a book. That was over 4 years ago. And we put the things together, and it's just come out now in this beautiful book that's there. And we go on podiums together. We speak on podcasts together. And we try to bring the story about. And again, it's that common message of it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens. And Miss Harriet is one of the most giving people on the planet. And she helps young women become empowered. She helps other people become empowered because of her powerful message. And you know, at the heart of that message is something very strong, and that's forgiveness. You know, she forgave the person that kidnapped her and stabbed her. I forgave the doctor that made the misdiagnosis on me. And forgiveness is a very, very powerful thing that we must remember as something that's so important right now in all the stuff that's going on. Forgiveness is the heart. And we don't forgive because of the other person. We forgive for ourselves so that we can grow. You know, when a snake bites you, it isn't the snake bite that kills you. It's the venom that keeps going in your system. And this is the venom that's going around right now. We need to get that venom out. And the only way we can do that is to forgive people and move forward.
And I'd say that's a golden pearl right there. That is an awesome message to leave the audience with. Now, you mentioned the golden pearls. Let's discuss those golden pearls. Which ones became apparent to you earliest based on your personal experience?
You know, I'm going to cover just a couple of them briefly because we don't have a lot of time, but I think love is a very important pearl. I think love is something we don't have enough of, and that's our first golden pearl in the book. And you know, there's actually seven types of love, so I'm going to refer people back to the book to look those up and know a little bit more about them. But gratefulness is another important thing. I think being grateful is one of the most important things you can do in your day. All of us have so much, it's unreal. You know, North Americans are in the top 1% of people in the planet for all the things they have. So even our poor here have more than anybody else in any other country. So we got to be grateful for those things. And I encourage everybody to have a grateful diary. And I also encourage everybody to give back. And I encourage your people that are listening out there to do the following. Do something for somebody else today that you would not regularly do. Do it freely. Don't expect repayment for it. Just do it because it's the right thing to do, because it'll be the best thing on the planet for you. And if we have about 2 minutes, Eric, I'd sure like to tell a little story if we can.
Yes, please do. Go for it.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite pearls is enthusiasm. And there was a carpenter by the name of Fred that had lost his enthusiasm. He had worked for a company for over 30 years, and he just didn't have it anymore. So he went to his boss and said, "Boss, I got to quit." The boss was taken aback. He said, Fred, you've been my best carpenter. What am I going to do without you? Could you please do just one more job for me? Only you can do it because you're my master carpenter." Fred begrudgingly said yes. He said, "Of course, boss, you've been good to me. I'll do anything for you." So he built that house, but his heart was not in it. He dragged his butt to work every day. He worked for 2 hours, whereas in the old days he used to work 12, and the workmanship was shoddy as hell. But he got it done, but he had barely passed inspection. So when he was done, he went back to his boss and said, "Okay, your house is done. Here it is." Threw the keys on the desk, and the boss said, "Just wait. I got to get everybody around." So he gathered everybody in the office around and said to everybody, "Everybody, this is Fred's last day. I hope he's happy. I'm going to be very sad. We can never replace him. But Fred, I've got a very special gift for you because of all the years of service you've done for me. Fred, take those keys. These are the keys to the last house you ever built. I want you to live in it with all the enthusiasm you did in all the days of your life working for me. I want you to enjoy it." Now, can you picture how different that would be, Eric, if he lived and the things that he did all his life? You know, enthusiasm is not a Monday thing. It's not a Friday thing. It's not a Thursday thing. It's a thing you got to bring to the task every day, because it's enthusiasm that carries us through when we just don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're right about that, and that is really key. And of course, your book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, is certainly a must-read, folks. Before you go, though, is there one action you would recommend people taking to begin changing their lives after, of course, reading your book? What would that be?
Well, I would love to give them a golden pearl a week. And if they would text to me the word golden pearls to the following number, 1-819-717-2515. That's 1-819-717-2515. I would love to send them a golden pearl a week for the next 52 weeks, 52 golden pearls in all, so they can live that fantastic life. And this will bring you up from the doldrums every Tuesday when it arrives. And remember, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens.
Dr. Laika, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Your story is motivating and inspiring, and we really appreciate your time. What's the website, and how can people connect with you? Give us that information.
Best way to do that is Dr. Dr. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Laika, L-Y-C-K-A, drallenlaika.com. A lot of good information there. People can listen to some of my podcasts. They can find out about me. They can get a free chapter of my book there. I'd love them to come down and check me out and become part of us. You can get my book on Amazon.com. They priced it at a real good price right now, so everybody can get it at a real good price. I'd like to help everybody through their time of despair right now.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate that offer. Thanks so much. Dr. Laika, all the best. Thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Allen Laika, the co-author of the book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. And for further details, simply visit DrAlanLaika.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15.